For WAMC News, I'm Elizabeth Hill. With New York State lawmakers trying to finalize a budget, advocates are making last-minute pitches. One topic being debated is the unlicensed mental health practitioner exemption. Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposed spending plan renews the unlicensed mental health practitioner exemption. It allows practitioners, such as mental health counselors and family therapists, to treat patients without in-person oversight from a licensed clinical social worker. Executive Director of the New York State Coalition for Children's Behavioral Health, Andrea Smith, says two licensed professionals have to sign off on any treatment plan developed by unlicensed practitioners.
Teams of professionals and paraprofessionals and peers that implement treatment plans 24/7 in regulated settings, such as places where people live. And so all day long, everyone who touches them is working to implement the treatment plan that was developed by a professional.
In 2002, state lawmakers made social work a state-licensed profession requiring minimum standards of education, experience, and exam scores. State agencies, including prisons and juvenile justice settings, such as the Department of Children and Families, said it would be too costly to meet the licensing requirement. In response, then-Governor George Pataki enacted the unlicensed mental health practitioner exemption. In January 2018, representatives from social worker organizations rallied in Albany to urge state officials to uphold the 2002 law and remove the exemption, which is slated to expire July 1st. Executive Director of the National Associations of Social Workers, New York Chapter, Samantha Howell, says the system needs to change.
Individuals who are employed by the state to provide mental health diagnosis and treatment are not required to have the same type of licensure and training that a private practitioner does. We encourage the governor and the legislature to get rid of that exemption to ensure that all New Yorkers have access to the same qualified service of care.
Smith of the Coalition for Children's Behavioral Health disagrees.
Especially in these troubled times where we're struggling with school child anxiety related to gun violence, the opioid epidemic, it didn't seem like the time when a narrowing of who could do work in our settings was appropriate.
Smith says if the exemption is not in the final budget, it will cost the state's mental health community $350 million.
State-operated facilities and in nonprofit organizations, if the scope of practice as it pertained to the licensure bill were to have gone into effect, we would have had to replace thousands of workers with people who met this highest credential.
She says salaries for licensed workers would increase. Some mental health facilities would lay off other workers and pay thousands to recruit and hire qualified individuals. But Howell claims licensed workers could absorb the patients.
There's over 56,000 licensed social work practitioners in the state. And the important thing here is really that individuals who are providing diagnosis and treatment of mental health and are doing so within their scope of practice.
Governor Cuomo's office did not respond to a request for comment in time for this broadcast. The state budget is due April 1st.